season, we're all about providing, you know, a safe place for kids. And that means something different, even more now than it did before. But now just providing hope for these kids that, you know, no matter what school does, no matter what any of their other extracurricular activities do, Charred Christian Dance Academy provides a place of hope right now for families.
Y'all, welcome back to the Because Adulting is Hard podcast. I am Alita, and this is Shanna Kirkpatrick, and she is the owner of Charred Christian Dance in Friendswood. So we have been kind of in cahoots together. Chloe used to dance at Charred before she became a Derby girl. And, but I, in particular, like I was telling you before, I am looking for smart women on my show. So that is why you're here. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you have planned going forward. Let's go back. We are going to talk a little bit about life during the Rona as a small business owner. And then I want you to talk about what you have innovative programs going on and then what you expect for the season coming up.
During Corona. So my family and I were doing spring break together with some friends and
out of town, right?
Yeah. Me too. And that's when just everything starts snowballing and it's very hard to enjoy that week. You don't know really what's going on, but you know that some changes are coming and that you're going to have to be on top of your game. And so when we came back to Friendswood from that trip, you know, my team was in full mode and we just, in 48 hours, we went to a fully digital platform.
Can you give them an idea of what your team size looks like? Because that's,
yes,
that's
large.
How many?
Yeah, it's close to 30 people.
So that are employed by,
by Charred Christian Dance Academy.
That's a lot of people, y'all. And there are a lot of local people, correct?
They are, yeah. And so just kind of the weight of, you know, employing that many people, it definitely weighs heavy on you when you're sitting on spring break, just wondering what's going to happen and what things are going to look like. And just that sense of responsibility. Yeah. So most of our teachers, a lot of them are single. This is their only income. A lot of them are in school, you know, and so they have that aspect as well financially.
And not to mention as a business owner, the time that goes into training staff and quality staff for your team is huge. Mm-hmm. So the thought of losing them at the beginning of this, I know was petrifying to me.
Yeah. I only lost one staff member and it was for good mutual reasons. Mm-hmm. And, but everybody else was a real team player and really stepped up. We had to learn new skills that we've never learned before.
So what did that look like for y'all?
So within 48 hours, we transferred to a virtual studio. So my marketing manager created a whole brand new website that only our families had access to, and their kids were able to dance online, you know, within 48 hours of us coming back from spring break, put everything on pause for that Monday and Tuesday after spring break. And then Wednesday we flipped a switch and all of that came back on and our students, you know, started learning to dance at home.
That's impressive. 48 hour turnaround. But if you weren't on top of that, what you were going to do is immediately lose those kids.
Exactly. During this whole pandemic, we were so thankful. We only lost 3% of our students.
That's impressive.
And we run a studio of 1,100 students.
Okay.
And so only 3%, all for good reasons, you know, were not able to finish digitally with us. And we just had this big campaign of finish strong through the rest of the year. So, you know, it was a long, I think probably 8, 9, 10 weeks of doing that virtually. And very early on, I had to make the decision, you know, recitals coming up. It's obviously our biggest event. We have shows and that usually have 1,000 people in each of those shows. And I just had to make the call early on, you know, I don't think this is something that we can adequately serve our families and do. And I didn't want to procrastinate that. So many families had things that they were uncertain about, a lot of uncertainty going on in people's lives. And I didn't want to drag them on this perpetual hope that we would maybe have a recital in July when you're in control of nothing that's going on around you.
And I think that that's some of the things that at the more and more business owners that I've talked out about through this were, if you had to jump in and you had to make a decision very, very quickly, because as concerned as the parents were, your team was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
Yes.
Like, what are we going to do? So once you successfully did that, how did they end up ending the season? Y'all didn't have a recital. So what did that look like?
So we had two options for families. We offered a virtual recital. So that was on Zoom, a set week. We tried to glam it up as much as possible, sent out a document on how to make that a special occasion for their dancer, you know, still get in your costume, put on your makeup, buy them some flowers from HEB. And at your class time, we're going to have a class performance in their costume. and record that, and you got to see it. So even my daughter participated in that, had a lot of fun. And then the second option that families had was to do a one-on-one red carpet recital experience. So they got to make an appointment, as many appointments as they wanted if they were in multiple classes, and their dancer got to walk the red carpet at our studio in a 15-minute slot, come in, take pictures with our professional photographer, go in with their parents, perform their dance in one of our rooms that we made look like a stage as much as possible, and then come out and get a flower and an award from us at the end of that. So we had probably 60% of our students participate in that. So that was a solid 10 days of 15-minute appointments.
So that your staff that is and that your staff
for free.
That jumped through all of the hoops to make it happen, because but the longer we've been in this, the more that I know that the things that you were doing for children, the investment that you were making into children getting up.
Yes.
And I mean, you're talking about girls, some girls that dance. I mean, there's dance girls that dance one time a week, and there's girls that dance
10, 12 hours a week.
And now that I mean, you cannot just stop that beast.
Right.
You can't. And so being very, very innovative and going into that, that is impressive.
Thank you.
To be able to do that. Yes. So going forward, I mean, we just talked, my kids are going back to school, your kids are going back to school, but there is definitely two people that are, I mean, two groups of people that are comfortable and that are not comfortable. So what is that going to look like in the studio?
Yeah. So we launched our 15th season just 2 weeks ago. And we have a great deal of our students back. We have a safer studio procedures and policies that we've put into place. And I've been working with Galveston County Health Department one-on-one to, you know, make sure that we're doing everything that they ask of us. We've ran our class sizes through someone at Galveston County Health Department.
I love it.
And just really, you know, not besides just going on some documented guidelines that are on a website, like really worked one-on-one with someone there to make sure that we have a safe place for dancers. And so we have probably 25% of our students are dancing still virtually.
Okay.
So we set up a tech-enabled studio. All of our dance studios and all of our music rooms now have technology in them. Big screen TVs, you know, teachers are mic'd, and cameras mounted on the walls. So students now at home, they're not just dancing with the teacher's laptop as their way of viewing.
The long-term benefits of that, though, are I mean, if you look at the teacher in me, smiles at that, because then you've taken what was an hour-long class and you've made it accessible for every kid to go home. And so if they need to watch it four times or they need to watch it seven times and they need to work on it a little more, you've empowered them to do that by just being innovative.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So, you know, there's a lot of students who wouldn't be able to walk into our doors because of health reasons right now. And so we've opened up that door and just really eliminated boundaries is what we've tried to do and get really innovative. The other thing that we've been innovative in is we've had families for years say, I've got friends and, you know, in this town, they want to dance with us. They wish they had a studio like Chara in their town. They don't. And so this has made us have the opportunity. We're now producing on-demand classes. And so next
month. And is there a way that they're like you pay a fee to take an on-demand class?
Yes. Okay, so it'll be a subscription model where their dancers will get three classes each month uploaded into their digital learning portal. And students across the country now can take classes with Chara Christian Dance Academy instructors with those same values and same aspects of our studio just done digitally now.
To say that you, I mean, you say that, so I don't want to use the word flippant in a negative way, but you say that, y'all, you don't understand what I'm undertaking. I mean, as somebody that runs multiple websites and different things, the undertaking that it took to get that organized is unreal. I mean, that is what makes you a successful female business owner. Thanks. is that innovativeness and that just structure for what goes next to provide for your customers, for your students, you know, and for your families for that matter.
Yeah. We just wanted to open up those doors. We were opening up doors, you know, for students locally to be able to take classes in their home. Let's open up those doors for people outside of our community and also provide additional employment for our teachers. That's something I've been wanting to do even more. And so now they can work before school gets out now and they record these classes for two
straight weeks. And it's almost an incentive because they can work, they can do, it's so foreign to me that children can take the fear that I have about having the children learn it all from technology, but it's second nature to them. That's my
native
fear.
Language
it is their native language. It's actually a foreign language to me. So I'm like, is that normal? Like, I mean, is that, but the ability to do that broadens what your studio can offer across the board. Cause we're seeing it in roller derby too. I pay $10 to take a class from some chick in, I I mean, I think she lives in Canada, actually. I mean, I'm sorry, in the Bronx. There's two different people. But I'm taking a check from somebody, a class from somebody I have no idea. Yeah. And I just pay her $10.
Yes.
And it's the greatest thing that so it is definitely the way of the future. So,
it is.
So this was a crisis situation that pushed us there. Your studio there are definitely not studios that are doing that. I mean,
yeah, I think every studio around the country has had to get innovative. You know, for every business, it's sink or swim, you know, and we're just trying to provide hope for our clients. Our clients are kids, and they haven't had a lot of hope. You know, us adults have been able to go and, you know, to some degree do our normal life, mm-hmm. at least in a professional sense, not in a social sense, but our children haven't had that, you know? And so I think right now, going into our 15th season, we're all about providing, you know, a safe place for kids. And that means something different, even more now than it did before, but now just providing hope for these kids that, you know, no matter what school does, no matter what any of their other extracurricular activities do, Chara Christian Dance Academy provides a place of hope right now for families.
And that is exactly what they mean, because I look at it and I think we're asking our children to process things that, quite frankly, adults cannot process. Right. So that what is going to have to be done to wrap them in hope and wrap them in grace is just unreal, mm-hmm. but it's absolutely what this generation is going to need to be a very powerful generation. If we are structuring programs mm-hmm. to service them correctly,
to serve them. Yeah, we're mm-hmm. wrapping a program around a kid now instead of putting a kid inside of a program that's
absolutely.
Already designated for them right now. And I just tell my teachers, you know, your job is so much more important right now more than ever. You know, some of these kids may not be going to school, but they're coming to dance because it's an obviously smaller environment.
Absolutely.
So they are going to rely on you even more right now. Your job is very, very important.
It is to model hope, to model physical wellness, to model mental wellness, mm-hmm. to model all of those things that we know comes with being active and with dancing in this particular case. So going forward, you're going to have these videos. So where can they find you?
Yeah. Charadance.com is where you can, you know, take your choice. We also provide music lessons in addition to dance classes. So you can take dance with us in person, or in your home or on demand coming next month.
Love it.
And then you can also take your music lessons. We also diversify that. So you can come into the studio in person and take lessons, but you can also have our teachers Zoom with you at home. And then we also this is another way we got innovative. We started having families say, we want an instructor to come into our home. Our program was maxed out in person with 100 music students. And so now we're sending our dance instructors fully equipped with PPE into families' homes right now. So you don't even have to travel now for your music lessons.
She's so articulate, y'all. If you ever could look into a business owner's mind, this is what it looks like. How do you squeeze every program that you're running and lead the ship in innovativeness and putting it out, and also keeping your staff's best mm-hmm. interest in mind and allowing them to earn a living while
exactly.
doing it.
Exactly.
So can you think of anything else going into?
No, if you're looking to get them plugged in, if they need an extracurricular activity, whether you're, you know, going to school in a couple of weeks or homeschooling, get them into dance or music lessons, if not at my studio, somewhere else where they can just have something that they connect to.
They need that, especially
yes.
I really feel like kids that are staying home need to be connected somewhere. So if you've never taken music somewhere, y'all, this is the time. If you haven't taken dance, and even if your kid's shy and not sure about going to a dance class, it's something about empowering, about having it there and doing it in your own home
yes.
that still works.
Yes,
so
you
do a lot of service projects. That's part of who you are, is this service emphasis. So I told her, we'll have you back the next time we're doing something cool in there. Cause I appreciate your time. And I dig smart chicks that are running awesome businesses. So
thanks.
And that's it. Remember to live happier, because adulting is hard.